Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
There are so many people who are going to go, aha, I knew it. I knew it.
So true.
Yep. You're going to find out what we're talking about in a moment. Go ahead, Steven. Tell them the situation.
I just learned something about my girlfriend's family, and I have to say it's kind of really hurt my feelings.
Oh, what is it?
Okay, fair warning. The way I found out this information, I'll admit, is a little sketchy.
Uh-oh.
So basically, my girlfriend is Vietnamese, and you know I don't speak a lick of it. And I've always gotten the feeling that her family doesn't like me much, but I don't know that for certain because, again, I don't speak it, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
She says I'm being crazy about it, and they do like me. And so I decided to download one of those language translator apps. I recorded them while we were hanging out at her place for dinner, and they were talking amongst themselves. Again, knowing that I can't understand, like I've gone over to their house a bunch of times.
Oh, I hate that. I think that's so rude when people do that.
You're like, I'm right here.
Whatever the language is.
Yeah.
You know, they're deliberately excluding you from a conversation, you know?
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. And they're also looking at me and speaking another language, you know?
They're talking about you in front of you.
Ugh.
Absolutely. And so now I finally know what they said. And they're just like bashing me. It's like playground like insults and stuff like that.
Your girlfriend is participating in the bashing?
Well, no, thankfully. But she's also not stopping it. You know what I mean? Like she's never defending me, at least not from what I've heard.
Oh.
Yeah. So she doesn't say like, no, mom, you know, he's not a loser. He's my boy, whatever. He's a great guy.
Calling you a loser?
Ouch.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
And they're probably saying it to you smiling.
Absolutely. Like, they're looking at me, and then, you know, like, they'll nod or something. And I don't know, they're acting like they're saying something nice. But meanwhile, they're, like, you know, making fun of my, like, hair or whatever. And, you know, I never know. I never know.
Oh.
Yeah, and there was something about my job, and, like, I don't, it was real all over the map. Like, maybe one thing you could be like, oh, they probably don't do this all the time. But, like I recorded for at least 25, 30 minutes, and it was just all this stuff about me and, like, not amounting to anything. And so I asked my girlfriend after, I was like, oh, what were they talking about? Right, just to kind of like see what she would say to me. And she kind of goes like, oh, nothing. Just, you know, talking about her family back home, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So nothing about me at all. Mm. I didn't come up even once.
No, she assured it's nothing about me. So here I am questioning, like, maybe my app translator's not working correctly, or she's straight up just lying to me.
Did you have it set to Spanish or Vietnamese? Are you sure?
I double, triple, quadruple checked.
Okay, got it.
So we know it's right.
One of the reasons I've come to you guys is because apparently, from what I heard through the app, there's another guy who's a family friend that they would rather her date.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Right? I mean, I don't understand, though, because, like, she and I get along great. I mean, we're awesome together. We've been together for, like, I don't know, a year and a half at this point. But her parents just, she says they like me, but obviously they don't.
Yeah, and you can't tell her that you've been recording them secretly because that's creepy.
I don't know. I can't stop thinking about it. Maybe I'd come out and say it. Maybe I ignore it. I don't know. I've been thinking, like, does anyone have in-laws that actually like them? Maybe this is just, I got to get over this.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dana, you're in Rosemount. You're Vietnamese. You understand the situation. Please explain.
Okay. I think he should love her because she's protecting him. She didn't tell him, like, oh, my mom's bashing you and make him feel bad. And, you know, she's not joining in on the conversation. But being Vietnamese-American, I do know you have to be respectful. So oftentimes you just, you know, listen. But Vietnamese parents do have very high standards. So that's the other thing, too. But my husband doesn't speak Vietnamese. So if he wants me to translate for him, I'd be happy to listen and translate.
Okay.
Whatever he recorded.
Okay.
So probably she's not saying anything out of respect for her parents because that is what a good daughter does.
Yes, because okay. You can defend your husband or boyfriend, but, you know, have their own opinions.
True. Which almost gives more respect for her because then she just has to sit there and hear them bash him over and over again knowing, okay, yep, get it out. Get it out of your system.
It's hard.
Mm.
And she is a very good daughter to be able to sit there and just listen.
Oh, boy.
Would talk back.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I couldn't listen to it.
No.
I'd say, no, I'm not going to sit here and let you bash him. If you don't like him, then that's your choice.
Yeah.
Got to go. Thank you, Dana. Let's go to Christy. She's in Minneapolis. What do you think Steven needs to do?
I wouldn't say love or list. I do think he needs to have a conversation with her. Because obviously he does know now. The biggest thing that stood out to me was that she didn't defend him. But, I mean, as the previous caller mentioned, you know, it's a cultural thing to some extent as well, and I'm not well-versed in that particular culture. So I think a conversation is definitely needed, but kind of hold off on making a decision either way yet.
Okay, have the talk. Now let's go to somebody who's in a similar situation. Jesse is in Fridley. You married into a Chinese family.
Yeah, so at least as far as my experience, because I've been with my husband for 12 years now, like we got together as teenagers. But a couple of things, they take you seriously. If they're talking about you at all, they're taking you seriously as a partner, because otherwise if they don't care, they won't say anything. Because yes, high standards. They love their kids. They want the best for them, right?
Well, and it sounds like they've already picked out somebody for their daughter, and it's not Steven.
Yeah. I've met so many other families that are like that too, that like, are you sure you don't want this family friend or that close relative's neighbor's best friends, whatever. But the other thing is they are at least respecting his feelings by not calling him out to his face, because again, most of the time, if they don't like you enough, they will say it to your face without like the language barrier. So they're still trying to at least be respectful and not do it. But the last thing that I wanted to point out is that in listening to one of the previous people, being respectful to your elders, like defending him would be like talking back, and you just kind of can't do that. So you have to sit zip lip and know that, like, yeah, I know it's not actually that bad. But
interesting. Oh, this is why we put it to our audience and people call in with such good insights. Thank you. Sarah is in Shakopee. You've been in a Vietnamese relationship. So what's your take on this?
Yes, I've been in a Vietnamese relationship for over 37 years, and this is something that will not go away between siblings and the parents, the grandparents, aunts, uncles. It doesn't matter. It's just their culture. Again, yes, they have very high levels of what they want for their children, and even amongst themselves, very high level of what they want amongst themselves. He cannot take this personal. Really, he can't. He's got to have a little bit more confidence in himself, knowing who he is. And just remember, she is with him for a reason.
Oh, and enjoy all the delicious Vietnamese food.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the homemade pho soup.
Oh, and jelly.
That would be great.
I was just thinking about that the whole time we're talking about this. I'm like, oh, what a bummer for him. God, he's got to be eating great. Holy moly.
You know he is. Okay, Sarah, thank you. Well, it's not what I thought was going to happen.
No.
It's a love, and hopefully this perspective shift has helped him understand what's really going on here.
Right. I mean, they clearly, you're part of the conversation. Look at it as a positive thing.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a love.